Thing Mobile. Okay, 4NAP. Gashon, how's everything going?
If I can't complain.
Neither.
Good if we did.
All right, good morning.
You all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I'm looking forward to this evening, and I got a busy day at work today, but I'm going to try to get off a little early. What are Tempur-Pedic bed supposed to be delivered this afternoon? I'm looking forward to getting a good night's sleep. That won't be no issue.
Get in here today, and I can hear you snoring all the way to my house.
My neighbors would like that, but I sure will enjoy it.
Earplugs. Up on the box.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, I was done home before, but the guys had their first cup of coffee.
Think you running, how you running today?
We, running on time. Let me knock on wood. Things set up for, the gun show this weekend.
And I'll load up the car Friday night.
I think I talked to the wife mate and sort of sauntering over that away.
You cool? I'll get you a list. I'm sorry.
I know you're busy.
Hey man, I tell you what, work has been just absolutely crazy. And I just completely forgot about it. I'll shoot you something over probably by Thursday. I really don't know everything yet. But I'll shoot you something over.
Got any slings?
Got, I think I got a couple of slings. I had to look.
One for Lexus's shotgun.
Peruse through a couple of boxes I have.
You got stuff that, catches my eye, you might not even have to go to the gun show this weekend. It'll all be going in my car.
Some of that stuff I'm not even taking. I'm just taking some big ticket items. I didn't want to fool around with a whole table full of stuff, but I will send you a list of what I am taking. If any of that, I'll hold it out for you.
Man, I appreciate it.
To be so busy, I thought I'd treat myself to a bow biscuit this morning.
I'm talking.
I've been debating on what to get.
I'd get a steak, egg, and cheese with tomato and mayonnaise.
Well, it come across my mind. Especially the steak, tomato, and mayonnaise. I could throw an egg on there.
Egg and cheese on mine. That's two things that I love to eat, eggs and cheese. Fix is a deviled egg. She has to hide them to keep me out of them.
That's one of the things I love.
About a dozen of them. Nobody loves me, though.
Up here, it's tight, you know. That's when I'm able to get revenge on people.
Sneaks up on them.
4POT Mobile.
Morning.
Morning, Tim. KM4NAP.
What's going on with everybody?
Give me a biscuit.
Nothing about buying you one, though, did he?
No, he didn't.
Want one.
was about getting one this morning when I woke up, and I went back and forth, and I ended up eating some stuff at the house, so I'm all set.
Biscuit's good for your heart.
That means what you think it means.
It is everything up so everything will flow smooth.
That sense right there.
I take medicine for that. I'm allergic to it, so they say, since it goes into my muscles and I can't even get out of a chair. Good. If I took some fish oil. I'd help you gizzard. Fish oil, but I end up burping it up. But I've never had no side effects from it. It doesn't seem to bother me at all. Now, my youngest boy, Lamar, the doctor put him on 1,000 milligrams of it a day years ago. I know.
Stay awake this morning. I'm dragging today.
I'm busy for a minute.
Last night?
Tell me, one of the guys, Performance Food Group, he called wanting an emailed copy of the invoice, and, of course, I got up and got a pen, and went to write down the email, the address, and I said, I'm telling you, I said, we sent an email to that address because I specifically remember doing it. And he said, well, hang on here a minute. And he goes, oh, yeah, I got it. All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Good day, hopefully.
Cool.
In 80 days to figure out if you like it or not.
It's substantial.
My product back after 180 days.
And get one that somebody sent back after 179.
And how, dude? That'd be bad. Get a grit burns in it, I'll just send it back with them. Your Prius dash completely go black.
DOT. No, mine never did that. I know, didn't yours do it, like, all the time?
Not my old one. I had dash issues out of it. But it wasn't specifically that. I looked it up on YouTube. I found a remedy for it. You got to go into an information and then do a check on your motor, and then you have to turn the car not on, but in like an accessory mode, cut your lights off and on, the headlights off and on 3 times, then put your foot on the brake and hit the button. You have to do that, you have to go through that 3 times, and it clears it up.
That's about a hassle.
Get up on me like 3 times in a row pretty quick, you know, because I can't see anything. I mean, everything goes dead. I mean, the entire dash goes dead. And, but it had given me no trouble in the last several, this last week. I'd say this last week.
Hey, Pete Friday, what's causing that problem? Do you have any idea?
It's just a glitch in the circuitry. Nobody said why it does it. They just give this combination deal of how to get it back to where everything's operating. What happens is the fuel gauge doesn't work, so I have to keep track of my mileage. And, I try to fuel up every 300 miles because this thing has put me down before. But, I'm able, as long as I got that dash working, I can check it out. I can't do without that dash working.
And that one.
I'm rolling up to the circus. Let me see what kind of three-ring show we got today. Ed, you have a good one today. Enjoy that coffee when you get home. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, 7-3s. I'll be right back, Ed. I'm going to grab me a picket. XZ, I'm back. I'm going to even make it to work. No, it will. I've decided to... I ain't going to mess with it until I get to work. Make me a pot of coffee. Strong will. I can't say that I can do that. Don't be wrong. The temptation is overwhelming. And if it just wasn't for my iron will, I'd already been in there. I'd eat the bag. Me and let the rapper do it. If he's left on it, I'd do. Look at it this way. I pay for it. I'm going to get it. We used to get breakfast about 3 in the morning. And I used to be a college girl come in, and she would eat breakfast. And after she ate everything, she would sit there and lick the plate. Girl ate anywhere else, or she was just all that hungry? Because we all think that's the only meal she got. Morning, I found this old guy. I'd say he's probably in the late 60s, early 70s. He looked like a hobo. I took him into the Huddle House and bought his breakfast. And he didn't even wait to use a fork. He just started diving in with his hand. And I paid for it and everything. I started to walk outside. And he walked maybe 4 or 5 steps ahead of me. And I turned my head. And when I turned my head back, he was gone.
Get out of there without you seeing it.
Because I looked for it. And at least I know we had a good meal, but I still to this day just wonder who and where he went.
My angels unawares, you think?
What I was thinking. But can't prove it.
A friend of mine, up in Asheville, and this guy just come out of nowhere. We were walking in the restaurant. I mean, we pulled up to the restaurant. And this guy wasn't there. And as we're walking in, just caught the corner of my eyes like this guy was standing there. And so he was a hobo. That's Asheville, North Carolina, you know, free capital of the world. But anyway, he's an older gentleman. He's probably about 65-ish, about the same age, you know, 65 to 70. And we brought him in, and he wouldn't sit with us, but we bought his meal at the other, you know, he sat at a table right behind us. And we bought his meal, and we were having the same discussion because we didn't see him ever. He wasn't in the front of that store, you know, that restaurant when we pulled up. And we had the same discussion and said, maybe this is an angel. And when we got out, he thanked us. And told us one of the filthiest jokes you've ever heard. And we both looked at each other and go, no, he's not an angel.
Wouldn't think so, but I'm really wondering about mine. Because, I mean, he went but 4 or 5 steps ahead of me. And he was gone.
I pass it to scripture. But who knows, man? Who knows?
I know. You never know when you're dealing with people. You might be getting tested.
You try to be mindful to do everybody the same.
Working in law enforcement, that you try and treat everybody equal and the same and just like you want to be treated, but some of them just won't let you do it.
FW Mobile.
Sir.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear somebody on the radio this morning. This morning, can't complain for a hump day.
I was thinking today's Thursday, but I'm kind of glad it is Wednesday.
Getting your life away, right?
As fast enough as it is, my friend.
Out of time when you are on your own and you want to do what you want to do, the time just isn't there.
Care for anybody, really. I mean, it goes fast.
See what?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned I ate there for supper yesterday. I mean, it's sandwiches. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. And I guess, you know, Friday they have the big fish fry thing. And then any other time it's burgers and sandwiches and the such. They sell pizza now. And we got pizza last weekend. That was pretty good. Yeah, pretty much.
Think of that old song, Burgers and Fries and Cherry Pies.
It was definitely simple back then.
That's right.
I'm growing up.
Old as your mind thinks you are, right?
Think I'm 18, but my body says you're crazy.
I give a witness to that. I mean, in my mind, I'm still a young fella, but I definitely got my limitations. Realizing the older that I get, the frustration of somebody living in an assisted living or nursing home where their body is just basically shut down, but their mind is still crisp and clear. Well, guys, I hate to tell you this. I'm destinating. Ken, good to hear you on there. Ed, I'll shoot you a text sometime or another. You guys have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And enjoy it. Because this could be our last. But anyway, 7-3s to you. Y'all take care. And hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. And you guys have a great day. KK4NXC, be clear on your mind.
I hope to catch you in the morning.
Awesome day. Tell Shelly and Tim we said hey. KN4TFW.
Done so early yesterday, I was sitting at home drinking coffee before y'all even woke up good.
Must have been early.
Hasn't been that early in a long time. We glad to see him, but I went home and turned radio on and really didn't catch really nobody talking, so I sat around and waited on my boy Harold to call me. And he called me, and I sat there and talked to him, I guess, for about an hour and a half.
The car yesterday morning called out, and there wasn't nobody on the radio.
Heard Patrick or Andrew, I don't know when.
One of them was last week.
I think that's about the same for me.
He'll be listening to us while he's eating breakfast.
And AP Friday, yeah, he's sitting there eating that bacon and eggs and grits and toast, big old cup of coffee, and you're on the way to work, and here I am working.
Yeah, he's got probably got his HF rig up and running, and now he just don't need us guys down here on 2 meters.
On HF. It's done.
The early one in the books. But he's got COVID. I think he's been out about 4 or 5 weeks now. He went from
know, running every day and riding a bicycle 100 miles on the weekend to barely walking across the yard.
I got a hold of him.
He went into the hospital. The doctor only gave him a 45% chance of getting out.
Turned out lucky on that one. It's probably going to take him a while to get back like he was, if he ever does.
And he's on oxygen right now. We're waiting for him to get it good enough to come back to work.
Hope he does. If he doesn't, he might have to go out on disability.
KN4TFW.
No fun. That's what they done to me after that open heart surgery. They said, nope, no more. Go home. Retirement is not as much fun as people tell you it will be.
You know, you get tired of getting up and going to work every day, but, you know, you need to get up, and even if you get up in the early morning and do just a little bit in the yard before it gets too hot and that, it makes a big, huge difference.
Go shop and find a good clip-on, something I can clip on the railing in that greenhouse. It's just getting too hot. I've got to have a fan in there.
Stroke in there.
I'm not, but, you know, it's getting into the, like, well, the highest it's gotten in there that my machine recorded was 116 degrees.
I know we were in a greenhouse up at a nursery in Asheville at the farmer's market, and, man, as soon as you walked in there, my glasses fogged up.
I got to pay for my biscuit.
My Bojangles steak biscuit with tomato.
Two sausage biscuits, one for me and one for Mama.
And me riding down the road.
I'm sure I'd bring you one.
Eat sausage and eggs before I left the house.
Biscuit this morning. So she wouldn't have to try and fiddle with making breakfast.
Home, are they working on site now?
They're on site now. She's been back since, I mentioned something about it. She said they went back in August of last year. Birthday in October, she won't have but one more year to go before she can retire.
Enjoy the good life like you, right?
Out in the greenhouse.
Get another computer.
Thought about that.
Government party, you can get her a computer.
About her computers now. Like I said, if it ain't fast enough, she'll sit there and grumble all day long. Facing you.
It'd be pretty standard today. Might have to run out and go pick up some bolts. And I know they were getting low on some, but I might have to do that. And then we got some kind of auditors in, but I don't know if they're going to do anything with me. I know they do it with the shipping guys, but I'm just in the office with them. So hopefully it'll just be a under-the-radar kind of day. Mama's off tonight, or she's actually off all day today.
She's off during the week, isn't
it? Oh, she gets a day off during the week. They're trying to switch her schedule around a little bit, so she's off more in the nights and everything, but she was supposed to have been off Monday night, and darn girl didn't show up. She ended up working a double on that, but she was off last night. She's off today. I think she's got to go next Thursday and Friday. She just works in the morning, so that'll be good.
Damn it, not keep you out of trouble.
Lord, yesterday evening.
The yard work to do, but I'm going to get the grand boy Cody to help me with it.
I don't know if it's like monkey grass or the rye peas. or something. They got something that comes up, it runs under the ground and pops up and that, and it just got big, huge patches, and you just can't hardly kill it off.
Grass.
Yes, hi. It's on it or something. Wouldn't be too bad, but it's like, man, it's just starting to take over all kinds of stuff.
People have had it, and they regretted it.
It's about to plant Mama's poinsettia.
We know how they do. I tell you, that one that my niece put out, it grew into a tree, and it's hard to believe it. That thing's gorgeous when it blooms up.
Getting some morning sun?
Just a little bit of sunlight in the morning. It's mostly in the shaded area. In real rich woods dirt.
I'm putting it out there up underneath my other trees, but I don't know, we're gonna plant it somewhere, so just gotta figure out where to put it.
Say this one is probably maybe 7-8 feet tall.
When it said it would do good, it said though you need to, you know, protect it from the frost, but man, I just can't believe you don't get any frost on it over there.
Trees it's up next to and all. I would say the canopy of the tree limbs and stuff take care of it.
Come by now.
Ah, boy.
Let's get in there to Mrs. Carroll before it gets cold. That, so I'll say 73. Tell her we says hello. Hope you have an awesome day. And I'll try to catch you on the radio in the morning. KN4TFW.
Good one. Be careful going in. Tell Miss Susan I said hello. And don't work too hard. I know you like me. Hard work is a bad word. So catch you in the morning. 73 to you, KN4 and FD, please.
I didn't know if you'd still be there. I was eating breakfast while you and Ned were talking.
Yeah, I figured you were. Gotcha.
Pardon?
I'll be there listening to us eating breakfast and everything while we're out here riding down the road.
Bring up second shift.
Yeah, I'm about 10 minutes out.
A little late today, ain't you?
Nah, not too bad. It says, what, 6:06? I'm about pretty good. Usually I'm jumping on the interstate about 6 o'clock, but I'm pretty good ways down the road by now, so.
And I was thinking you'd get in a little bit earlier than that.
I'm usually there by about 6:15, something like that. I don't have to be there till 7.
Most of these guys don't get there until 8:30. So, but I'm usually sitting outside about 7:30, trying to get my day going.
Had a radio yesterday.
Yesterday I missed because I was supposed to meet with a lawyer, and then he called at 11 o'clock for an 11:30 appointment and backed out.
Close the deal, do they?
My people don't understand how important my truck is to my business, and, you know, it is my business, and it's hard to do without it, and I can't get them to understand that. And then when they tell me I need to meet with you, and I take in the middle of the day, so I have to take a whole day off, you know, that costs me thousands of dollars a day that they do that. Did I lose you there, Ken?
No, I was here. I had a truck coming up beside me, and getting ready to get off the interstate.
Not a whole lot going on. Tuesday's my busiest day, and that's the day I miss. So, I mean, don't know. I find it hard to stay motivated.
When your whole day gets screwed up and they're just dragging their feet, it makes you want to think about going somewhere else, doesn't it?
Another lawyer, it'd be a different story, but there's not much to choose from up here. Talking about Miss Susan having to work a double yesterday or Monday because somebody didn't show up. Everybody's having trouble getting people to work anymore.
The girl's boyfriend worked there the week before, and then he kind of just didn't show up and quit, and I'm sure he talked her into quitting or whatever, and so it just is shorthanded. Like you said, you can't get nobody that wants to work, you know what I mean? And they're just, you know, just driving the country into the dirt. I can't believe that, you know, that there's nobody that wants to work because they're just giving them free money.
Sure. And then those of us that want to work, they sure make it hard to do.
And it's into the ground covering for all the people that don't want to.
And I can't find a job. I can't find a job.
Y'all are an hour job where you don't know anything.
In this industry here and the guys I'm dealing with, it's because most of them don't have a driver's license. Can't get a driver's license anymore.
Gates, I'll say 73. I hate it, but you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you maybe this afternoon or something. KN4 TFW 73.
You have a great day also, and I'll say 73 to you for now. I'll keep an ear out this afternoon. KO4 HGX, cleared, monitoring mobile.